bottom of the fifth, and it's Garrison Brown and Hampton coming to bat for Eastern, who find themselves trailing Rose State 3-1 in the bottom half of the inning for the first time this afternoon in game one of our doubleheader. Great to be bringing you Eastern Oklahoma State College softball on Mountaineer TV, and those of you listening on Mountaineer Radio, Spencer McLaughlin on hand from the Eastern Oklahoma State College softball field in Wilburton. It is a lovely day, and it'll be even more lovely for Kendra Wisenhunt and the Mountaineers, who are a game behind these Rose State Raiders for third place in the Region 2 standings if they can get a comeback win. First pitch to Garrison, ropes it through the hole between short and third into left field for a base hit. Blair catches it down on a knee on the ground, gets it back in, and it's a leadoff single in the bottom of the fifth for the Mountaineers. Brings up Ashley Brown. So that's exactly what the doctor ordered. Eastern has been first pitch swinging against Delia Smith all afternoon. Works out there for Garrison. Brings up Ashley Brown, first pitch swinging, pop up on the infield, first base side, Dixon ranges over, and she makes the catch right in front of her own dugout. So two pitches yield one out and one hit for Eastern. And J.C. Hampton comes up, one away, bottom of the fifth, 3-1, Rose State the lead, the tying run at the plate in the form of the Eastern right fielder. Righty on lefty, here's the first pitch. Inside with a fastball, 1-0. Hampton trying to keep a three-game hitting streak alive. She's 6 for her last 11 at the plate. Does have two homers on the year. A big swing could tie the game. The 1-0. Swinging a hard hit ball down the first baseline, foul, says the home plate umpire. That ball was roped. But it's a long, dramatic strike for the freshman from Owosso. Coming off of a 3-for-5 showing on Saturday at Connors. Pinch hit in the first game, started the second game, had a double and an RBI. She gets the start in the first game. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball right at the chest. And it's one ball and two strikes. Garrison, the runner at first, with good speed. Just a couple stolen bases on the year. See if she goes. The 1-2. Swing and a miss up high to neck-high fastball. And J.C. Hampton is down on strikes. Third strikeout of the afternoon for Delia Smith. And with two away in the bottom of the fifth, it brings up Cambry Strange. The tying run with Garrison at first. 3-1, Rose State the lead. And Eastern looking to mount a bit of a comeback and keep their four-game home winning streak alive. First pitch on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Strange doubled back in the bottom of the third, but was left aboard after Ashing flew out to left and Meza popped out to short. The 0-1. Inside corner again. No balls and two strikes. Smith in a little bit of disbelief with that call. I think she was expecting it to be a ball, but she will take it in the circle. She's ahead 0-2. Garrison, the runner at first. Strange waggles the bat over her right shoulder. The 0-2 pitch. Good hack fouls it off behind where I am sitting onto the baseball field, and it stays 0-2. Leadoff hitter Carly Ashing waits on deck. Smith checks her left wrist for the pitch. The 0-2. Runner goes, swinging a hard hit ball to short. It eats up Wiggs, gets into the outfield. Eastern has runners at first and second with two outs in the bottom of the fifth, down 3-1. The first error of the game for the Rose State Raiders gives Eastern a little bit of life. And the tying run is aboard. Brings up Carly Ashing, has 29 RBIs in the leadoff spot this year. Doubled and scored Eastern's only run back in the first. The first pitch takes a fastball below the knees. One ball and no strikes. Garrison at second, Strange at first. Good speed on the bases, and head coach Nikki Madden calls time to go out and talked to her freshman pitcher from Jay, Oklahoma, and Sequoia High School, Delia Smith. Catcher Michaela Franks is out to join the conversation as well. It's just the three of them. Probably just wanted to make sure that they're all on the same page. Coach Madden has her scorebook out there. Scorebook or pitch track or whatever it is. So maybe a cross-up of signs. She wants to make sure that Smith is able to keep the lead intact. 3-1, Rose State. Eastern at bat, bottom of the fifth, two outs, 1-0 pitch. Coming to Carly Ashing with Garrison at second and Strange at first. Here it is. Low and in, two balls and no strikes. Gets away from Franks for a moment, but she doesn't have to move out of her squat, so the runners stay put. 2-0 count for Ashing. A 2-0 pitch. Good block by Franks behind the plate. Snap throw back down to first, and Strange is able to get back. But it's a 3-0 count. So Delia Smith has to come with a strike, or she risks loading the bases for Nene Meza waiting on deck. Checks her left wrist, the 3-0. And it's inside, ball four. Nikki Madden, head coach for Rose State, not happy with that. Michaela Franks takes off the mask to ask the home plate umpire where that one was. Madden still can't believe the call from the dugout. And Eastern's got the bases juiced with two outs, trailing Rose State 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. And up comes Nene Meza. A sack bunt in the first, a pop out to Wiggs at short back in the third. And she's trying to keep her five-game hitting streak alive. The tying run is Cambry Strange at second. The first pitch. Strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Meza hitting .418. And has a plethora of sacrifice bunts as well. The 0-1. Swing and a miss behind 0-2. Smith just challenging Meza with the fastball, and I'd be willing to bet she comes back with it here. Infield and outfield straight away. Dixon, the first baseman, is inside the runner. Ashing at first. The 0-2 pitch runs up, slaps it, spinning up the third baseline, but foul. That ball almost dropped in just the right spot, but missed by a couple yards. So the count remains 0-2. Strange the tying run at second. Ashing the go-ahead run at first. The 0-2 pitch to Meza. Runs up and takes a pitch below the knees. One ball and two strikes. Good eye from Meza. And again, she's got to be ready for that fastball. It has been Smith's best pitch all day. Likely to come again here. The 1-2. Swing and a ground ball to the left side. Diving stop by Wiggs. She can't come up with it. A run comes across as Garrison scores. It's 3-2. Single for Nene Meza. The stop by Wiggs probably saved a run, but the tying run is 60 feet away. Here's Gracie Woods, the first baseman, 0-2 this afternoon. First pitch, up high with a fastball, 1-0. Meza at first, Ashing at second. Strange the tying run at third. Ashing the go-ahead run, 3-2 game, bottom of the fifth. The 1-0. There's a strike down the heart of the plate, 1-1. Woods likely taking until she got a strike there with the bases loaded. The 1-1. Gets the call on the inside corner. One ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Eastern a chance to retake the lead after relinquishing it for the first time in the top of the fifth. The 1-2 to Woods. Swing and a miss for strike three, and that retires the side. Eastern gets a run on the board. They leave three on the bases. One run, two hits, one error, and three left on base. We go to the top of the sixth. It's Rose State 3 and Eastern 2. You're listening to and watching Eastern Oklahoma State College Softball on Mountaineer Radio and Mountaineer TV.